Welcome back, everyone, to another deep dive with us. Today, we're going to be looking at just a single source, a YouTube video from Mrs. Media, and it's called The Green New Deal. And it kind of gives this really interesting critical perspective on the Green New Deal. So we wanted to dive in and kind of see what they had to say, what their arguments were, and, you know, kind of what some of the implications of that are for you.
Sounds fascinating.
Yeah. So one of the interesting things is that they start off by taking us all the way back to the early 1900s. And they're arguing that certain economic policies back then actually contributed to the Great Depression. And then, you know, President Roosevelt used that crisis to advance a bunch of progressive policies.
It's really interesting how they connect that to what's going on right now. They're kind of suggesting that Democrats today might be using climate change concerns in a similar way to try to implement some really big economic changes through the Green New Deal.
Yeah, and they really emphasize how far-reaching the Green New Deal could be. They're not just talking about environmental issues here. They're saying it could impact everything from like agriculture and building codes to transportation, which, you know, if you think about it, could really affect just about everyone's job in some way.
Right. And they even talk about how the Green New Deal proposals incorporate like intersectionality and social justice.
Oh, yeah. I saw that part.
Yeah.
What do they mean by that?
Well, I mean, intersectionality is kind of a complex idea, but basically it means understanding how different forms of inequality, like based on race or gender or economic status, can overlap and actually reinforce each other. So the video suggesting that the Green New Deal is trying to address not just climate change, but also these broader issues of inequality.
So they're saying it's not really just an environmental policy. It's more like a whole societal shift.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's get into some of their concerns then, because they seem pretty worried about how this whole thing would be financed. Like, they talk about debt and inflation as potential consequences. And they even compare it to some pretty serious economic crises, like what happened in Argentina and Venezuela.
Right. And they bring up this idea called modern monetary theory, which some people are talking about. And it's this idea that governments can basically just print money to fund these big programs without necessarily causing inflation. But the video presents this as a really risky approach. Like, it could have all these unintended consequences.
Yeah, and I think their most provocative argument is that the people pushing for the Green New Deal aren't actually that concerned about climate change. They think they're using it as a political tool to reshape society.
Yeah, and they double down on that. By really strongly defending fossil fuels, they argue that fossil fuels are actually essential for human progress and liberty.
So it sounds like they're coming at this from a very different angle.
Yeah.
Than a lot of the other voices we hear on climate change and the environment.
Absolutely. They're really challenging the mainstream narrative about moving away from fossil fuels.
Well, we've explored just a single source here, and it presents a very specific and, I would say, critical view of the Green New Deal.
Mm-hmm.
But it definitely raises some important questions about the potential economic and social ramifications.
Yeah.
Of this really ambitious policy. So as you think about all this, how do you think environmental concerns should be balanced with economic considerations, especially here in our own community, in Deer Park, La Porte, and Pasadena, Texas? These are complex issues that affect us all. And we encourage you to continue learning and engaging in these discussions. That's all the time we have for this deep dive. Be sure to check out the show notes for ways you can support us and help us continue producing this content for you. Thanks for listening. And we'll catch you on our next deep dive into another important topic.
See you next time.